Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome to another one of our Theatre Baltimore conversations. Right now at Everyman, there is a play that I've now seen twice, and I tend to see it thrice, or three times, I'm being cute. It's an incredible play called The Brother's Sighs by Terrell Alvin McCraney, an incredible new playwright, not so new, but incredible playwright. This is part of a trilogy he does that we'll talk about. But the acting in this play, before you introduce the two actors who are with us today, is intense. And it's an intense hour and 40-minute experience that you think, okay, hour and 40 minutes? But you don't want to leave your seat. It's amazing. So two of the three actors are in the room with us now. Chinazo Uche plays Oshusi, and Powell Lawrence plays Elegba, and they're both here in the studio with us. And gentlemen, welcome. Good to have you both with us.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
So you're both from New York, right?
Yeah, we both live there.
Yeah, I'm from L.A., though.
Oh, you're from L.A. Where are you from?
I'm from all over. My family traveled a lot, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a military brat?
My dad was a research scientist.
Ah, not a military brat, a research brat.
Yeah, research brat. So wherever he's doing his work, we went to.
We went to.
Yeah, yeah.
So this play, just to get for our listeners, describe from your own perspective. This play, because it mixes so much. It takes place, as far as it takes place in the Louisiana Bayou country, right? Fairly modern times, where we are now, mixes this kind of intense Yoruba spirituality with black culture in Louisiana, and it's just amazing. So describe it from your perspective, what this play is.
Sure. I think to me it's so much, but I guess one of the interesting things is that the writer has taken these old gods from West Africa and the religion that they lived in and brought it to the modern day, as in this history is still here in this people. And he's found and he's connected that to our own modern heroes, and reminding us that each of us has our own epic tale that's going on. Mm-hmm. And that's to me is really powerful. And it's also about love and brotherhood and what it means to be a brother, the different kinds of brothers, and how we negotiate that. I mean,
I would say the same thing. It's like it's about the brotherhood of man, and you know, when can you call someone your brother, when you can't, when you're not allowed to befriend someone so closely because of their family or their other close relationships, not agreeing with certain beliefs you have for the relationship that you want from another, like all that stuff. It's like, it's so beautifully played out in this play. But pretty simply, it's about, you know, two brothers who have to find a way to get along in this new way, and a friend that makes it difficult.
I mean, it's two brothers. One brother came home from prison, one who...
Right. I think that's another thing the play talks about, is the difficulties of incarceration.
You're the brother. You play the brother who was in prison.
Yeah, and right. Who's come out after 2 years and who's trying to find his feet in this world. And he feels like society is telling him he's A, B, and C. And he's like, I just don't know if that's me. Mm. And I think that pressure of coming out of a system and coming into a system where you feel judged as something, and trying to find out who you are, is another thing it talks about. The difficulties our system puts on our incarcerated in and outside of jail.
Just as actors, it seems to me the intensity of the roles that you have to play. You have to go through so many emotional changes over an hour and 40-minute period. From deeply dramatic to comedic to musical to intense sexuality to...
Mm. Yeah. It's like, you know, for me, because I'm the character, Elegba comes in and out. He weaves in and out of the story. They stay on the stage most of the time. But, you know, I can speak for myself. The challenge in performing of Elegba, it's like keeping connected to the arc of all that that you just said. All that intensity. And what's been helping me, it's like, wow, this play has everything you need to tell a story, to say, hey, come here, let me show you a life. You know what I mean? It has everything you need to do that. And I literally have to just rely on that, because it can trick you, because you have to be so present you know, and it's like I may not be where I think I'm supposed to be, but most likely it keeps showing up that I'm always in the right place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, you know, even if it's not what I thought it was supposed to be.
It's a really, and we're grateful to say it's a really rich play.
Yes, it is.
And the choreographer, Vincent Thomas, every time he's seen the play a number of times, and every time he sees it, it's like, something new hit me. And I think what that allows us to remember is like, this doesn't have to go a certain way. The play is so full that each moment could be played in some ways very different night to night. And what color comes out tonight and being open that it doesn't have to be the same show because it's so rich is like exciting, you know?
It's you know, when I was thinking about that, well, McCraney, the playwright, mm-hmm. is it Terrell or Terra? How's he say it?
Terrell,
yeah. Terrell Alvin McCraney. I mean, he's the guy who comes out of the Miami deep inner city and then is now what he's now consulting with the Shakespeare yeah. Company in London, right?
Yeah, doing it all.
Yeah.
So, but I think he brings this intensity to this work that so much to me he's like the people call him the young August Wilson, but he's not because he's his own. He's not.
Absolutely.
His characters and the way he develops them are very different than the way August Wilson would develop a character, I think, and the dialogue and everything else.
I think this is an interesting word to use. I think he's lucky and blessed that he's lived such a rich life for both positive, difficult, and great. And I think he, like we said, brings those levels. It's like his journey in his life is so epic. I think he allows us to see that each look at ourselves and see the epicness of each of us. I think that connects the gods too. I think it's a beautiful gift to share.
What do you think of your characters? Hmm. What do you think of the men you play?
For me, Elegba is like an homage to my father.
Wow.
And so,
wow.
For me, it was all about me coming into contact with my dad in a new way that I never had before. I mean, even like talking to him, like not, you know, my dad is a great man, you know, but the fact is he's been in and out of jail my whole life. He's so all those things at Elegba, you know, he'll sing one moment, you know, protect someone the next, be in jail, you know, do what you need to survive in this system, in this world. And it's like, and so for me, I am the son, and so I see him in a very different way.
Wow.
And I had to step into the shoes of the father and of the man and had to really become compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
I had to really, you know, empathize with my dad in a totally different way. And so that's why when you say, what do I think about the character, it's I love him in a totally different way. You know,
That's very interesting.
And it's beautiful, and it was very difficult. And I think all of us had some pretty personal stakes in our characters. I mean, I can only speak for myself, but throughout the process, so many conversations just moved me around the table because everyone is experiencing the characters in such a profound, deep, personal way, and that doesn't always happen. That doesn't always happen in my experience, you know. So.
How about yours? How about Ochusi?
I think in our research, and we watch a lot of like documentary films and stuff, and you know, just
talks about what?
About youth in prison,
uh-huh.
coming out and the difficulties. And I think for me, one thing that really struck me is that sometimes there are decisions made, and you're making decisions that you don't understand the consequences. So you come out into this world, and so many things have been decided for you by actions you made before you were conscious. And the idea of being told that you are something and you have to be a certain way and feeling this potential to be so many things, that is something I really, like, touched me. It's like, it's not that it's not fair because if you commit a crime, you should, you know. But to come out young and feel like your life has been taken is a really, you know, something I can really... If someone did that to me, I know how it would make me feel. So I feel a great compassion for that.
What about the gods you represent? What about the gods you represent in the Yoruba spectrum of belief?
I think the play is good because it lines up. like Ochusi is the hunter, the wanderer, and it lines up with the character. It's like, I want to know, I want to see what's out there. I want to know what I can be. I want to travel, and it lines up so well in the play. So, and I know that feeling, you know, and it's just an easy lineup for the character. It makes so much sense. And I think it's great when you take something that big, but you totally get it as a person. Mm-hmm. Like, it makes so much sense.
I agree, yeah. Elegba, I feel... Elegba is funny to me. The deity, like, just... the Orisha of Elegba is so... It's powerful to me. The fact that he was around, you know, some texts say that he was around when... the Orisha that is like God was, you know, creating the universe. He was there. Like, where are you? Where you come from? You there already? You know what I mean? I read something like that, and then like the fact that he's the God is that you meet at the crossroads.
Yeah.
You know, when there is always a way to go, and that is so profound to me as an actor. As a human being, of course, especially right now, as a young actor, it's like, there is a way to go. You know, what do I want to be doing this really for? What am I really doing this for? You know, yeah. So it's been a blessing to be able to contemplate that, you know, through playing Elegba.
And then the Ogun.
Ooh,
God of iron, God of war, the workman. Logical, I will make this world.
Right.
It's such an interesting energy.
The one his energy on stage is so rooted.
Strong and rooted, yeah.
You know, I mean, we had this argument. I went home. My wife and I had this argument about the two of you saying, who's bigger? Because I said, what happens on stage is he looks so much bigger on stage.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, and it's just the way you acted. It was just amazing. It was just, you know, it was a.
I mean, Yeagle's a powerful performer.
He's a powerful performer.
Gifted. So he got to use that in this. it's funny how quickly you start to feel like your characters, even in real life. So I always wonder, you know, what came first, Ogun or Yeagle? But it feels like a perfect match.
No, I think it is. it's the... fearlessness, in some senses, of the playwright exploring sexuality and love and brotherhood and the kind of the pansexual nature of existence. That's a pretty dangerous place to go to, and a pretty scary place to go to for actors.
It is.
And you two, that's you. That's what you all do. In part.
No matter who you are in your life, I found. Because I played Marcus, which is the last play of the trilogy.
And you did?
And Elegba is Marcus's father. And Marcus is in the, yeah.
Gotcha, okay.
So Marcus is like looking for Elegba throughout like the whole play, or, you know, trying to put together clues about his own father. And,
oh, wow. So you went through his whole father son. Deeply.
Yeah, and Marcus is like my life story. Wow. Yeah, absolutely. And then Elegba was like my dad. So it's like, But you know, going back to that, it's raw. I think that's what Terrell allows the language and the you know, what is needed to tell the story physically raw. Like, you don't need much. And it's like, see us. And especially that we're performing in the round, it makes it very scary. I don't care who you are in your life. It's like, I may be very comfortable with my sexuality off stage, but to be on stage, in light.
Mm-hmm.
Doing private things.
Private things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I feel kind of silly. I'm like, that's my job. I'm an actor. But it's like, it's different. Two black men exploring sexuality. And they're not like openly gay. You know what I mean? It's not about that. It's about exploring sexuality.
Right.
Which is like something so spiritual, actually. And so sensual. It's like, I think about chakras a lot. And I think, you know, the second chakra is where creativity and sexuality is housed. You know, and it's sort of like just And that's where a lot of issues for black men are rooted from there. You know, and we stuff a lot, like all the high blood pressure. We like hold in a lot. And it's like letting all this stuff out, even for Ogun. I feel like he is a very strong character. Yeah, a god of like war and all this kind of stuff. But he
holds deep inside.
Yes. And he builds tools for to find his brother. And I'm just like, that is something like that has to be explored in this community.
Yeah, I think the play deals with a lot of stuff that we're all aware of, but we don't get to talk about very much. That there is totally different expectations of a black man, period. And then sexually, and the kind of pressures you put on yourself because of those expectations. And then, like, the idea that a character, these two men can be so intimate in jail and have this, but then know that it's not all right, it's not okay outside, and not know what that means, not know where those feelings are supposed to go, what you're supposed to do with that, that this isn't, but they just know that this isn't, that's like an interesting, it's a real thing that we don't talk about. There are expectations of what it means to be a man. I think the play.
And depending on what kind of man you are in today's society, there are circumstances and consequences and repercussions. Like, I'm wearing a hoodie right now because for Trayvon Martin.
That was in my head when I saw you.
Because it's so important. Good, brother. Because it's important. Yeah. It's so important. You know, that's all I was thinking about in these past shows. You know, I really feel if I was doing a play that was suppressing these issues and not talking about them so loudly and so bluntly and in such a raw manner, I would be able to forget what is happening outside of these theater walls. But because I'm doing Terrell's play, I can't. I can't separate what's happening in the world from this. I just can't. I feel foolish. I feel fake, you know. And so.
Yeah. I hear you. I understand. I was interviewing Rebecca Walker. That was the very first question I asked her when I talked to her yesterday. And just this whole thing with Trayvon, and her new book, Black Cool. Because the play speaks to that too to me. What you were just saying, it's just in a very intense way. You know, that's why this play, I mean, this play is so dangerous in some ways. To me, it's so dramatically brilliant as the acting and the writing. You guys really do an amazing job. You really
Thank
do.
Thank you. So nice of you.
You really do. I mean, I was like, ah. It was one of those, and there's a theater, especially when you use in theater, when you see a performance and they make you drop to your knees. Wow. That's how I felt after I watched y'all work on stage. Y'all were just amazing.
Thank you.
But it speaks to some dangerous places people have to go in life, this play. And the light moments. Your scene with Ogun, your brother, when you're singing and singing the
Tri-Lo Tenors.
Yeah. Oh my God, that was just I started crying. Was just watching that scene. Was just so intense.
I love that scene.
Yeah. That's just an amazing scene.
And it's totally changed in performance because it's like when you realize. It's about the audience as well. And we know that, but it's like, oh God, we all get to laugh. These two brothers coming together, it's about all of us coming together. And I love that I can laugh genuinely with the audience and enjoy with the audience. It's like the least stressful part of the play because it's like, we all know it's about like joy. Let's just be joyful.
And that's so important to be in this play given all the other intensity between the brothers and the rest of it. That periods of joy in this play are just so critical for the piece.
Mm-hmm.
Really, so critical.
Yeah.
Now, someone just sent me a note saying, you all prepared to do a little quick scene to give our listeners a sense of what they might see?
Yeah. All
right, why don't you set us up?
Oh, God.
This is an earlier play. I mean,
an earlier play.
This is an earlier scene in the play where it's the first time the audience gets to see Alegba and Ochusi interact without, you know, two friends interacting. A little bit's been talked before, but we're going to catch it up mid-scene. Is that
okay?
Yeah, something like that. And it also introduces the idea of a car, which is a really important thing in the play, because a car is is an image of freedom, a way to get out. So
yeah, and it's also your brother Ogun's what keeps him planted in the earth is these cars,
yeah.
The metal, the iron, it's him.
Yeah.
So yeah. Right, and your freedom. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Alegba enters.
Hey, you back, man? I gotta get to work.
Yeah, man, I know, but listen, you got a ride?
Nah, not yet.
Your brother the king of cars and you ain't got no ride yet?
Yeah, right?
All that talk about how riding was the ultimate freedom.
I know.
Brother, you talked about cars so much, I was scared for you to get out because I swore the first thing you was going to do was go out and steal you one.
Shut up, Legba.
I'm just saying. Man, remember, all you talked about was a car. I said, that nigga going to get him a car, and you ain't got no car yet, man. Please, how that work?
I hear you, Legba.
I'm just saying, man, you know me. I don't mean nothing. Talk too much and too slow.
No, man. You all right, brother?
Well, I'll let you get back. I got to get back to work, too.
Oh, you got a job?
Working at the funeral home.
Legba, man, you working on dead people?
It's better than working with live people. That way nobody don't bother me.
I don't like the look of the dead.
You're going to be dead, too, someday. Laying somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't need your to remind me.
It's good to remember. So you know you need to do now. So you know you ain't got forever. Just right now. It's good to remember death, man.
I guess I hear you.
Hey, Osi, man, I didn't mean to bring you down.
Nah, man, I'm all right.
Hey, see about that car, Ochusi.
Yeah. Yeah.
You my brother, man.
Hey, man. I know that.
Lay it down. Alegba offers his hand to Ochusi.
Ochusi takes it. How could he not? You all right, man?
Oh, Lord. Man, I just, the intensity you two bring to this thing, just in this little teeny room here talking to each other, it's just like.
So intense.
It is.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have to, and the amount of what you have to also memorize and get into and have it, that's a lot of work.
I feel like that's underestimated sometimes. Not to make it seem like, oh, we have so much work to do. But I mean, like, that, because so many people think that it's cool that the stage directions are spoken. And so it's like, that is cool, but the difficulty and what Terrell has set up is that you have a different scene partner every night. Mm-hmm. And it's like you are talking to a real person. Like we were encouraged by our amazing director, Derek Goldman.
Yay,
Derek.
I just
must say that. But we were encouraged, you know, to really talk to that person. And I feel like that is something that really changes every single night. I mean, it changes every single show. And that's how well you have to know your words. Because it's like that person may be rolling their eyes at you. They may be crying. They may be in the middle of a laugh. They may be confused. You don't know what you're going to face when you just choose that person. But you go with it, and it's like it has the possibility of changing your entire performance. And that's what you have to watch out for, that, you know.
Mm-hmm. But, well, I just want to say this is I really encourage everyone within the earshot of our voices to see this play. It's just one of the best pieces I've seen in a long, long time. You know, when Vinny, when he went to New York to do all these auditions, he said to me, was Vince Nancheesi, who runs Everyman, he said, I'm going to New York to find the next Denzel Washingtons.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I we didn't know that.
That's what he said. And, I mean, he was serious, but they wanted to find people who were just starting to jump out into the world who could take a stage by storm, you know, and y'all do. So thank you both.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a deep honor to have y'all in my studio.
Oh, my God.
I encourage everybody to go see this play. We've been talking to Powell Lawrence, who plays Alegba, and Chinaza Uche, who plays Ochusi, in this incredible play, The Brother's Size. We're so sorry that Yegel Welch was not feeling well today. He couldn't join us. Maybe we'll get to talk to him before the play runs out and have all three brothers back in the studio. It runs through April the 15th at Everyman Theater. 410-752-2208 is the number. Or you can go to everymantheater.org. But do not miss this play, The Brother's Size, It'll be an evening you will never forget. Thank you, brothers, for being in the studio.
Thank you, man.
The Mark Steiner Show is made possible by the Maryland Parkinson's Disease and Movement Disorders Center, providing clinical research trials that evaluate new therapies and the latest treatment options, including surgical intervention for advancing stages of disease. The number for more information is 1-800-492-5538.